you're a listener with whom I've had the honor of working, welcome back. Great to have you tune in. I sincerely hope we work together again. Now, if you're a new listener to my podcast, I'm so glad to have you join. My goal is to have you find tremendous value in this podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Location, Location, Location. Last month, my topic was Listeners Need a Break. In my prior podcast, I presented a list of benefits offered by breaks and went on to share several easy ways to incorporate breaks into your presentation or your speech. My podcast concluded by offering a variety of breaks that you can use. Now that 30 days have elapsed since I delivered that podcast, I hope you received useful information that you can easily apply where you determine you most need it. Let's move on to this month's podcast. Please consider if this topic applies to you or to someone whom you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. And of course, it's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. For at least 20 years, I'd say, I'm frequently sought out to help business professionals around the globe as a corporate communication and speech specialist. And like each of you, my clients are business people with extensive experience in each of their respective industries. Additionally, my clients always recognize the immense value of public speaking and strive to sound their best. In sounding their best, they sometimes wonder what to do if they should forget what they're going to say or somehow lose their way. Maybe that's crossed your mind too. It's a very common concern for many public speakers. The good news is that there are techniques to address this issue, which brings us to this podcast. Given the title of this podcast, Location, 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 you may have thought this was about real estate. Actually, it's more about the location of your concepts or your ideas. Perhaps you're very familiar with the term memory palace or mind palace. When researching this particular topic, I used Coursera, who had these salient points regarding building or constructing your memory palace. Keep these 6 points in mind when using this technique. Number one, memory palaces assist the speaker with recall and help in more quickly encoding information into what's referred to as your long-term memory. Number two, decide what information you need to recall, such as, for example, numbers, names, lists, etc. Number three, select a location with which you have great familiarity. For example, think of your home, your office, or any spot that you can easily see in your mind. These represent your loci. Number four, plan a route around the spot that you typically use. You may want to start with the front door and then move in a clockwise fashion around the particular location. Number five, once you've established the location and the route, start assigning words or concepts using mnemonics. That just means being creative or even humorous to help retain the word. The more vivid you can be, the better this will assist you. Use as many details as you wish, and also try exaggerating the image. Number six, according to Coursera, it helps to visit your memory palace repeatedly, since repetition is clearly the key. Now, determine how this guidance applies to you and to your individual circumstances. Ultimately, only you know what will serve you best and prove most advantageous. Finally, you may opt to get assistance from a communication or speaking expert, and this will help you establish consistency and accountability. If you'd like my assistance to strengthen your business communication using memory palaces, I'd be happy to offer my help. Feel free to connect with me by phone, electronically, or even virtually. I'm always ready to be your business communication resource. Your individual situation is unique. And if I may help you or members of your team, let's discuss your priorities. That's really all that counts. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.